Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Today, we're highlighting some of our conversations with musicians nominated for the Americana Music Association's honors and awards. We're wrapping up today's show with a Texas duo known as Black Pumas, nominated for Duo Group of the Year. It's been a good year for the awesome bass pair, who were up for a Grammy earlier this year for Best New Artist after the release of their self-titled debut album. Then they released a deluxe version, which earned them 3 Grammy nominations this year. You may have seen their performance on President Joe Biden's inauguration special. Singer, songwriter, and guitarist Eric Burton and guitarist and producer Adrian Quesada joined us in March ahead of the Grammy Awards and shared an unreleased performance of their Record of the Year nominated song, Colors. We just played an excerpt from the song Black Moon Rising, which the duo recorded during their first session together about 4 years ago. I asked Adrian what he remembered about that first session.
I remember, we literally had met, that was our first time actually meeting in person. So I remember trying to play it cool and not get too excited. I remember that because I remember I was very excited to work with Eric, but as soon as he started kind of singing and kind of vibing to the track, I was just like, hair stood up on my back and it was on my neck, and I just was trying to just keep it cool. That's what I remember.
What do you remember, Eric?
I remember walking into a smaller space than I thought that it was going to be. I remember Adrian being placed, you're sitting on an opposite side of a baffle, so it was almost like I had to walk in twice, so I got nervous twice, but I just remember, overall, it was just such an enchanting experience. We recorded Black Moon Rising and Fire, and I was so focused on just trying to get the song concluded, as well as just make a good impression on a new collaborator.
So speaking of that idea of making an impression on a collaborator, Adrian, you were part of the Grammy-winning group Grupo Fantasma, and you've been a member of a bunch of other bands, and you've worked as a director and a composer. What did Eric bring that really just caught your attention, that you realized, like, this is the thing that was missing, this is the special sauce?
I think more than anything, the first thing that why I think Eric and I work well together is that he provides a spark for everything, if I'm seasoning the steak, he's gonna light that grill and keep that fire going. That they feel like that's what he brings, is he has a way of just turning on the room and just bringing things to life. That's something that I feel like, that I always get, we always get when we work together.
So, deluxe album you released last summer. It included some new songs, some live versions, cover songs. The cover songs are an interesting group: Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, The Beatles' Eleanor Rigby, Death's Politicians in My Eyes, Bobby Bluebland's Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City. So, Adrian, how do you all decide what you're going to cover?
We both kind of bring different things to the table in terms of ideas of songs, in the case of Fast Car, that was something Eric had already been playing and, in his repertoire, and it was, once we added it to our live show one night, kind of on a whim, we had discussed it and actually did it. And it was just such a moving piece of music that especially just to hear him play it, so we kind of did that version on the record where it's just really no band accompaniment other than myself. And it's kind of all over the place. We both bring different, Eric brought up the covering the Death song, Politicians in My Eyes. So kind of both of us bring those
I want to play one of the new original songs on the deluxe album. Eric, I'm going to play I'm Ready. Before we listen to it, how do you guys, Eric, how do you write together?
So we started off as a studio project, which means Adrian approached me with some tracks that he had produced in request of like just having a singer, songwriter, and help him finish the track by writing a song. And sometimes I'll come to the table with a song or an idea to share with Adrian to then be reciprocated back production ideas for how he think we, you know, how he thinks we might be able to conclude it. So that's pretty much like the core of how we work together. But now that we have this beautiful band, everyone's very mm-hmm. talented, we're still kind of like trying to figure out how to utilize everyone. And, you know, to be honest, in conclusion, it's just been very hard lately because we really haven't been able to have too much intimacy thereof as of late.
Black Pumas, I'm Ready. What's a guy but a new guy?
He's lost and he's rambling in Austin, Texas. When it's 12 o'clock in the noontime, if you want it now, we can make love to Marvin Gaye for the first time. If you're feeling no rain, right on.
My guests are Adrian Quezada and Eric Burton of Black Pumas. So this is a deluxe edition, and then there's an expanded deluxe edition of the album with new live versions of songs. Adrian, what do you hope listeners get from hearing live versions? What context do you think it provides?
Well, like Eric said, we started out as a studio project. So when we made that record, I guess most of the deluxe record as well, we hadn't really ever played these songs live. So we, you know, they were recorded and then we became a live band. So when we became a live band, everything evolved in such a way that is not captured on that record. You know, mm-hmm. I think they're kind of like two different things. I love the album and, you know, obviously people are connecting with it, but the live show, the way we all interacted with each other as musicians really elevated the songs and brought out these new arrangements that were being developed in the live show, you know? So I think you get to hear a lot of that and how the songs have evolved.
Eric, in an interview with Pitchfork, you said something that was so honest and fairly hilarious. You said, "We didn't know we were a psychedelic rock band until everyone else started calling us that."
Yeah, for sure.
You know, most artists are about making their music, not labeling it. But that said, there is sort of like a certain vibe you go for when you're working with somebody and you're trying to make this thing. So I'm not going to ask you to describe what kind of band you are, but how would you describe the vibe you're going for?
Well, I would be, and I think that I could speak for both of us by saying that we would be remiss to say that we're not inspired by psychedelic music and or retro soul music, Motown, as well as rock and roll and hip hop and, you know, the scope of every other genre that you get through just listening to hip hop and the samples thereof. But I think that with all of those, you know, at hand, you know, with our eclectic taste, we're just trying to do something that feels honest and relevant to us right now, so to speak, with you know, everything that we like. I mean, we can go for days, you know, on inspiration as far as what we gather from others.
So I noticed when you play Colors, you do it a little bit differently each time. Sometimes the keyboard comes in, sometimes at the inaugurations, the vocals came in without guitar. Why do you switch it up?
Well, you know, first of all, I used to upset like a couple of the, you know, the singers, because I'm like Adrian has said it best the you know, the first time. He says Eric's like lightning, never strikes twice in the same spot. But you know, but overarchingly, I mean, we usually have to change up the arrangement the composition, as well as sometimes the tempo, depending on the show and how long we have to play the song. We don't always have like 6 minutes to play the entire colors, you know, composition. So sometimes we just have to change based on what you guys want.
We're going to go out on an unreleased performance you sent us of the track that earned you a Record of the Year and Best American Roots Performance nominations. My guests have been Black Pumas, Adrian Quesada, and Eric Burton. Gentlemen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
This is Colors.
I woke up to the morning sky first, baby blue, just like we rehearsed. When I get up off this ground, I shake leaves back down to the brown, 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 till I'm clean. Then I walk where I'll be shaded by the trees, by a meadow of green, for by the mile I'm headed to town, town, town in style, with all my favorite colors, all my favorite colors, yes, my sisters and my brothers see it like no other. A good day to be, a good day for me, a good day to see my favorite colors, colors. And my sisters and my brothers see them like no other. Oh, my favorite colors. Oh, take me to the other side, where the baby blues burst by. Gray clouds, oh, white walls, a blue skies, we gon' fly. Feel alright, body help me feel alright today. Now we gon' ooh, 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 yeah. They sound like ooh, 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 yeah. The least I can say, I anticipate a homecoming parade is sweeping a gate in the morning, sweet morning. With all my favorite colors, yes, sir. All my favorite colors, right on. And my sisters and my brothers see them like new brothers. All my favorite colors. It's a good day to be, a good day for me, a good day to see my favorite colors.
That was my conversation with singer, songwriter, and guitarist Eric Burton and guitarist and producer Adrian Quesada of the band Black Pumas, nominated for Duo Group of the Year for the 20th Annual Americana Honors and Awards. And that's all of it. And we'll continue to highlight nominees for the Americana Music Awards next week, including some great music from The War and Treaty. Until then, I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you for listening, and I'll meet you back here next time.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.